Hey, good evening, and welcome back to the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell, as we take you through the two fastest hours in radio. All of our guests tonight are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And last year, over 3 million drivers switched to Progressive. Call or click today and find out what you can save. Well, right now, in our next segment, it's time to shift gears. We're going to take time for a book review, but we also are going to hit on the Virginia Cavaliers. Brian Lee Young is the author of his new book, 100 Things Virginia Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, by our good friends at Triumph Books. We always know there is a ton of pride and success with the University of Virginia Athletic Program. And Brian, he's going to give us some insight about the Cavaliers as we shine the spotlight on them. Thank you for joining us tonight, Brian.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, 100 Things Virginia Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die is more than a list of facts and stories. It really is a window into what it means to be a part of the Cavaliers experience. So today, let's talk about the game day experience, since it's the opening weekend of college football. They've got a brand new football coach in Bronco Mendenhall, and I know you're a proud alum. How excited are you about the 2016 season and the direction of the Cavalier program?
We are so excited. It's been a long time since I have sort of heard and felt so much buzz going into the football season. The past 2 years, it's definitely been, you know, oh boy, here we go. It's football season again. We just got to make it to basketball season. We'll be good to go. But this year, Mendenhall and company, they've revamped the entire game day experience. We're seeing a lot of changes on the field as well. And so we're very excited to see. Maybe this is the first of a turnaround year.
Okay, so Brian, will you be at the game Saturday at Scott Stadium as they host Richmond?
Oh, see, now you're calling me. Yeah, I unfortunately will not be at the game. I'm actually going to be up in New York for my cousin's wedding.
So you have a very good excuse. Of course, Brian, we have to share with all the listeners, yes, you're the author of 100 Things Virginia Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, but you also are the founder and managing editor of the popular Virginia Cavaliers site, StreakingTheLawn.com. Give it a plug. Tell us about that. What's on there?
So StreakingTheLawn.com, we cover football, we cover basketball, just like you'd expect any other media site to.
Sure.
But we also go in-depth at all the Olympic sports as well. So whether you want your baseball coverage, your lacrosse coverage, you know, we cover it all. We are the largest Virginia sports website out there, and we're super proud that it's run entirely by folks who view this as a passion. It's not full-timers. We take the money that we earn through advertising revenue, and we donate it to charity at the end of the year. So we're super proud of what we're doing here.
Okay, so give us some game day tips. How do you make the most of game day? You talk about this in the book. I mean, where do you like to eat on campus?
It doesn't matter if it's breakfast or not breakfast. Bodo's Bagels is a local spot. It's got the best darn bagels that you will find anywhere in the world, I think. And any combination of bagel that you're seeking for, they will have it. So that is definitely a must stop by place. And the other one that other food spot that I really recommend for folks, is a place called the White Spot. And you can just go in there and get it's called the Gus Burger. It's just a cheeseburger with a fried egg, and it sounds super layman, but it's delicious. They'll also do grilled donuts with ice cream on it. It's definitely a spot that you want to prepare your arteries for.
Oh, does it come with some blue cheese crumbles? It sounds like a gut buster.
You know what? It's not even fancy enough for blue cheese crumble. You're getting plain old American cheese. That's what you get.
Okay, so let's talk about the new head football coach in Bronco Mendenhall. How did Virginia land him? Because I didn't even think that, you know, BYU's former coach was even on the market.
You know what? Virginia, credit to the athletic side of things, they were very quiet and hush-hush about this hire. You know, we all had our eyes on Miami's new head coach, Mark Richt. And out of nowhere came Mendenhall. Apparently they had spoken with Mendenhall at the beginning of the season, and everybody just kept it hush-hush. You know, and there weren't any deals done during the season as far as I know, but sort of as the season was wrapping up, both sides became interested in, and it was fairly quick moving.
Brian Lee Young is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, we've been shining the spotlight on the football program and his new book, 100 Things Virginia Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. And anytime you think of the University of Virginia, what comes to my mind is the men's basketball program. You talk about being rich in tradition. You open up your book talking about Ralph Sampson. What did you share about his contributions with the program?
Look, Ralph Sampson is the face of Virginia basketball. Nobody can mention Virginia basketball without thinking first and foremost Ralph Sampson. I mean, he's a three-time National Player of the Year, right?
That's right.
Has never even touched success even close to what Stanton did for the program. You know, we've had some down years in between Ralph Stanton and where the Cavaliers are now. But, you know, every benchmark that we hit today, we hear, oh, this is the first time that Virginia has done this since the Ralph Sampson era. He's absolutely the pivotal moment of Virginia basketball there.
And of course, Brian, we are here in the state of Texas and follow the Dallas Mavericks. They have impressive alumni with your program. Of course, head coach Rick Carlisle and Justin Anderson. Let's start with Rick, his time with the program. He has gone on to have just terrific success as a head coach and as a former player, winning NBA titles with the Celtics and the Mavericks. But some special memories there during his time at Virginia. He nailed a sweet jumper in the second round of the NCAA tournament against Arkansas, and the Cavaliers eventually ended up reaching the Final Four for the second time in just 4 years. He had an impact with the program, didn't he?
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, he was part of the team that really hit the high of highs and the low of lows for Virginia. You know, he was part of the team that was part of the quote-unquote game of the decade against Georgetown. You know, Ralph Sampson, Patrick Ewing.
Oh, yeah.
Virginia won that game, but he also played a pivotal role in that. And then just, you know, a few games later, Virginia lost to unranked, unknown Chaminade. So his entire career at Virginia has been one of ups and downs, more ups than downs, which explains why he is where he is today.
So what comes to your mind when you think about Justin Anderson? Here he, you know, had a terrific rookie season with the Mavericks, but he continues just to get better, and he's one of the fresh young talents in the NBA.
Justin Anderson is probably one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
He's been on the show, absolutely, yes.
There you go. Then you'll agree with me.
Definitely.
You know, during his time in Virginia, he had the innate ability. Obviously, he had the skill, right? Nobody, you know, questioned whether or not he can make the plays, but he also had the innate ability to fire everybody up, whether it's the team, whether it's the coaches, whether it's the fans. I mean, he just, bled positive inspiration for the program. And so we're super excited to see him progressing with the Mavericks and becoming a more and more of a key role there.
Author Brian Lee Young is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. The title of his new book is 100 Things Virginia Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Give us a hit on who wrote the foreword. It was very informative from the former men's basketball coach and athletic director in Terry Holland. What did he have to share?
Terry Holland was the head coach during, again, the Ralph Sampson years.
Yeah.
He, you know, led Virginia to a few Final Fours. And then what's unique about Coach Holland is that he stuck around afterwards to become the athletic director for Virginia as well. And so he oversaw not only the highs of highs in terms of Virginia basketball, but he really oversaw a lot of the facilities development. When he became an administrator, he really invested a lot of time and energy to building up the rest of the infrastructure around Virginia athletics so that it wasn't just Virginia basketball that was getting to share in the success, but really all the programs got to ride that coattail as well. So Coach Holland is just full of great stories, and if you ever get the chance to talk to him, just, you know, let him talk for 3 hours, and you'll learn more than anything that I could ever say, for sure.
Author Brian Lee Young has been with us tonight right here at SB Nation Radio. The title of his book is 100 Things Virginia Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Of course, check out his website, streakingthelawn.com. Thanks so much, Brian.
Thank you so much.
Stick around. Much more coming your way right here at SB Nation Radio as we get ready to head to Columbus. We're going to be talking about the Ohio State Buckeyes.